Netflix done with Meghan Markle as series debut savaged by fans gets second season, they've lost so much money on her. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 9, 2025. One Hollywood insider claims Netflix is done with Meghan Markle after her With Love, Meghan debut was savaged by fans. They've lost so much money on her, the source reportedly said. But conflicting reports suggest that enough viewers are hate-watching Markle's food and lifestyle series, resulting in the show getting renewed for another season. It was an extremely expensive show to make, an entertainment industry insider told News Nation, noting that even before the premiere of Markle's show, Netflix seemed to lose faith in the project. Notably, the streaming giant released all of the episodes at once, and did not offer a review episode to critics. The Hollywood insider told the outlet that Netflix is done with Markle. They've lost so much money on her, and they're trying to finish a deal which they can't get out of. How could they not be done with her? The insider said. While Netflix's With Love, Meghan debuted at number 6 on the streaming giant's most watched list, viewers were seemingly hate-watching the series, as it was quickly slammed and mocked by critics in both the US and in England. The show was reportedly expensive to produce, with insiders surmising each episode running into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and was quickly branded as vain, narcissistic, and pointless by both critics and fans. But conflicting reports regarding the fate of With Love, Meghan suggest that while reviews appear predominantly negative, enough people are hate-watching the series, resulting in Markle's show being renewed for a second season. As Breitbart News reported, With Love, Meghan debuted Tuesday and immediately received mass mockery. "This is literally the most basic, uninspired content I've ever seen," one ex-user reacted. "My local grocery store makes better fruit rainbows. It's not creative, it's not original, it's boring, and even worse is her insufferable banter. This show is going to suck. I just saw the 8 episodes, and they are worse than you can possibly imagine," another concurred. Social media users picked the show to pieces, pointing out that all of Markle's recipes can be found on Pinterest, while others laughed at the Duchess for emptying Trader Joe's peanut butter-filled pretzels into a plastic bag. "So glad Netflix contracted Meghan Markle to put out such amazing content," as Chex notes emptying pretzels from one plastic bag into another, one ex-user quipped. "I'm so glad Meghan Markle has a new show on Netflix where I can watch her take pretzels out of a labeled bag and put them into a new bag, then label it. The People's Martha Stewart," another mocked. Watch below. Another viewer, who dubbed Markle the Duchess of Delusion, laughed at Prince Harry's wife for pouring pretzels from one bag into another. Netflix shelled out millions for this gripping masterclass in snack transfer, all while her celeb mates fawn over her and forget what she's actually called, the ex-user wrote. Others slammed Markle for correcting her friend, The Office star Mindy Kaling, by bizarrely informing the actress that her last name is actually Sussex. "It's so funny that you keep saying Meghan Markle. You know I'm Sussex now," Markle told Kaling on the show. Watch below. "It's not your last name," one ex-user proclaimed. "It's a royal title that belongs to the British monarchy." "Their surname is Mountbatten-Windsor," another corrected. "She's so desperate to get her stupid little dig/messages out there that she ends up making an ass out of herself. What have I learned from Meghan Markle's show? She's a fucking drunk who doesn't look after any children and has serious main character syndrome," another reacted. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.